Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast. In today's episode, we will be continuing the conversation on resetting your life and navigating seasons of change. Well, and I think that's where we have to learn to cope with unmet expectations. And like Brooklyn, you were saying, you set really high expectations for yourself.
For sure.
So how do you cope, or how should we cope with unmet expectations?
Still learning how to cope with unmet expectations that I've put on myself. So I think one thing that's really important is to realize in life that the things we experience don't define us. Unless we let them, we have that choice. So first of all, you have to ask yourself, where are these expectations coming from? Are they coming from an expectation that Scripture has placed on my life? Things that, as a Christian, that God wants of me and desires of me? Is it an expectation that society has placed on me? Is it an expectation that a leader has placed on me? Or is it an expectation that I have placed on myself? I think you have to address all of those expectations kind of individually.
So you're saying kind of identify
the source of the expectation.
The source of it, instead of it all being muddied, because you can get very easily overwhelmed and project expectations upon yourself that's like being filtered in from a bunch of different areas and can heap up to be overwhelming.
Yes, absolutely.
Has that expectation even been thought through? Is it is it conscious or unconscious?
Is it made up in my mind and I think someone has that expectation and they really don't? Is it just my emotions getting the best of me?
How many times have we done that? We've all done
it. Oh, so many times. All the time.
Yeah,
for some people it's probably a consistent struggle. And there's, I mean, if we want to really think about it, there's probably reasons for that. You know, if you're thinking psychologically, maybe there were expectations that were placed on you growing up in your home. Maybe there were expectations placed on you from leadership when you were younger.
Your boss at work.
Life experiences a lot of times cause us to process life the way we do. So if it's self-expectations or self-inflicted expectations, I guess, there's probably a history of where they come from. And so you have to stop and really think about, okay, why do I feel this way? So I think identifying the source of the expectation is key. And then if it's an unrealistic expectation that you've placed on yourself, then I think it's important to step back and say, okay, maybe I didn't meet my own expectations, but what can I learn from it? Was I being too hard on myself? Was I expecting too much of myself? Or was the expectation realistic? And did I not put enough focused effort on it? Or did I have too much clutter in the other areas of my life that I couldn't really devote enough time and attention to it? And then learn from it. I think anytime there's an unmet expectation, there's something to take away from it. You don't have to walk away feeling like a failure because that one expectation that was unmet doesn't define the rest of your life and it doesn't define you, but you can grow from it and you can learn from it. And so I think that's one of the ways that you can deal with it is really identify the source and then figure out how to grow from there. Because, you know, an unmet expectation doesn't, it's not what our life really is based on.
Well, and when you're going through a life reset, or you're trying to reset your life, a lot of times we think of that in terms of unmet expectation of, well, I've failed at something, so now I have to reset. So we think of reset in the negative, but I like of thinking of reset as to redirect or refocus, where my life was set or should be set, but I got off track or I got distracted or I was going north, but now I need to go northwest. I need to pivot a little bit because I'm getting this nudge to change. And so I'm resetting. If you're following a heading and you're, you know, driving a ship, piloting a ship, I think they call it, you know, or an airplane, and you're trying to go with the flow, then you're just at the mercy of the currents. But if you're trying to be intentional about where you're going, you have to constantly tweak and adjust. And there's going to be waves and storms of life that try to blow you off track. There's going to be things outside of your control. There could be distraction. There could be any number of things of pressure from many different sources. Like we were talking about currents. I'm like really going deep into this ocean example here. But regardless, if you just fall, if you find your compass and you learn to stay true to that direction, resetting your life and embracing the changes necessary to get back on track becomes so much easier when you have a central compass point that you're focusing on. And obviously as Christians, we know that God helps set that, you know, but I don't want to minimize the fact that God may give us general direction. Sometimes he gives us very specific direction, but sometimes we have those moments where we feel like we're wandering around in the wilderness and we're trying to find God. We're trying to find the will of God and we're trying to reset our life. So Tony, when you hit that moment, when, okay, you've may not have as clear of direction, what are some things that we can do to maybe refine direction, like to part the cloud, so to speak, and reset finding that driving vision for our life? I know you'd said creating margin earlier was a big part of that, because mental clutter will keep us from being able to do that. But do you have any other thoughts on other ways that we can kind of recenter our life and find that core direction?
Yeah, I think, for instance, if you're in a season of life where you don't feel like you are fulfilled in doing what you really need to be doing, I think there are times you can even look back on your life and see if there were times where you were closer to that, right? And what were you doing in that season? Was there something that an action you were taking, right? Where
it felt different. It felt good.
Yeah.
It felt right.
And obviously, you know, that can't be 100% our guide, but sure. Generally looking and seeing, you know, were my priorities in that season different? And because of that, things were moving forward the way that they should have. Mm-hmm. And what would that same priority look like in this new season that I'm in, or where I'm at now? Like maybe it looks a little bit different than it did 5 years ago because you've changed, right? Mm-hmm. But so I think if there are moments where you can look back on and say, you know, that was a moment of purpose. There was clarity in that moment. Well, what were you doing in that moment? You know, what was it? Were you praying more then and you felt direction, you know, because look at your life now. Maybe that's where you need to upgrade, right? Maybe that particular area. So now that's a spiritual aspect. But I would say, you know, just all throughout, being able to look at that, and I think in by doing that, you can kind of get more clarity about what your purpose is and where you need to go next.
I like that. You know, I think we're all going to face challenges. We're all going to face seasons that change. We're going to all face those moments when we need to recalibrate and reset our life. I like recalibrate. I like that. Where we have to find that true north again. And a lot of that comes down to a spiritual thing. Sometimes, I mean, there's, you know, in business, getting back to our core competency, you know, in you know, your job, you know, if you've gotten distracted, or, you know, figure out what's distracting you. If there's relationships that's gotten you off track, it could be applied many different ways, but at our core, it comes to being close to God and knowing his will for our life and doing what is right in front of us. The will of God is the present duty at hand. I've heard it said before, is what is right in front of you. And sometimes we way overcomplicate it, but sometimes resetting your life is just going back to zero and saying, you know what? I'm going to get up today and I'm going to go pray. I'm going to right. Reconnect. I like that. I want to reconnect with things that were the universal things in my life that bring direction, like prayer, talking to leadership, doing things of purpose. And the mission, you know, the core mission never changed, but the tactics and strategies may. So you may be doing something for the kingdom of God, but the ministry you're serving in may change. The core mission of building a successful business may not change, but you may have to pivot because of an economic uncertainty, and like you have to reset and pivot the direction that you're going. The job, you know, that you had and loved, you may have just got, you know, a piece of paper that says you no longer have that job, and you have to like reinvent yourself.
Right.
Whatever your reset looks like, it's important to know that God is at the center of that. And if you keep Him first and you're attached to a mission, and we talk on here doing business as mission, but that's so much bigger than just your life in the world of business. It's your life in total.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if we do that, it will push us much closer towards that unified direction that God has for us.
I agree with that. I would also like to bring a little bit of a natural perspective to it.
Sure.
We keep talking about, you know, we all understand that pursuing the purpose of God, having God in the center of our decisions is the most important factor. But there are also some natural steps that you can take in this process. And so whenever you're in that season where you're maybe stepping back and saying, okay, how do I get back on track? Where do I go to from here? I think it's important for us to think about some things that we can start doing tomorrow that help in that journey. When you're trying to find direction and clarity, it's really important to surround yourself with visionaries. It's important to surround yourself with people whose vision is greater than yours, and they're thinking way beyond where you're at right now. Because as they are speaking vision into your life, and it may not even be directly into your life, they may be speaking vision around you. All of a sudden, you'll find that kind of rubs off on you, and you begin to think bigger. And when you're thinking bigger and you're seeing possibilities beyond the right here and right now in life and in the world in general, all of a sudden you'll start thinking of ideas and things for your life you may not have thought of before. And sometimes when you begin to expand your vision, that's when God can start putting those nudges in you, and He can begin to show you those opportunities and those doors. Another thing that's important is read the right stuff.
Huge.
Read,
yes.
Read books that are telling you how to grow, are talking about opportunities. Look within yourself and ask yourself this question: what did God make me naturally good at? We're all equipped with a certain skill set. We're all born with them. Now, some of us may have to think a little bit harder to identify them, but we all have natural skills and abilities. So ask yourself, what am I naturally good at? What did God place within me? And start reading things about how to develop that. If you will focus on developing things that are naturally within yourself, you'll start finding the opportunities open for you to operate and work in the things that you are naturally good at. And so as you read and you read about personal growth and you read about how to develop those things within you, and you surround yourself with visionaries and people of purpose, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself thinking on a different level and seeing things on a different level. And many times it's when you combine that with praying, God, direct every decision I make, direct my footsteps, then you'll begin to get clarity and vision for your future. Those are just some natural things you can apply along with prayer.
Right. Absolutely. It kind of going along with that, you know, one of the principles from 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah.
Start with the end in mind, right?
Yes.
And I think sometimes we have a hard time thinking about, like, from here, where do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
But what about if you look at it from, like, the end of the year?
Yeah.
Where do I want to be at the end of the year?
And then plan backwards.
And plan backwards, yeah. Right? So that's another practical step. That has helped me a lot, because I can think about, well, okay, I'm sitting here and it's January 2025. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I want to have done? To me, that's an easier discussion than sit here and say what I want to do this next year. You know what I mean? I can look at it that way easier.
I heard of a man one time who wrote out his obituary and what he wanted to have said at his funeral.
Wow. See,
and yeah. Then he planned his life backwards and said, okay, how am I going to build the life where this can be said at my funeral?
Donald Miller Huge. Does that. We've mentioned him a number of times. He's an author, very, very good writer. And actually, he reads his, I guess, eulogy or obituary or whatever, a eulogy every single day, or at least every week. And he creates life objectives based on what, and it's very ambitious, the things he puts in there, you know. And one of them may be like the 52nd president of the United States and whatever. You know, some of them are a little bit ambitious and some of them are a little bit more reality, but they always have room for him to stretch and grow. He set his direction in life, not of, you know, I want to be known as a great couch potato, right? But instead he set ambitious goals for his life and what things that he valued and he thought was important. And things he wanted to contribute to society. And if we look at that, and let's say from a kingdom standpoint, from a church standpoint of, I want to win 10 new souls this year, you know, or I want to disciple one person, who is that person going to be? Or in business, we want to double our revenue. Well, if those are things you're pointing yourself at and you're getting that direction, you're resetting yourself to calibrate for that goal, you have to, like you said, what you said, begin with the end in mind. You have to know that. And then in the military, it's called back planning. Mm-hmm. So you plan and then you back plan. And yeah. So you fill in the details of what you need to do to get there. It's like, okay, we want to take this hilltop and this enemy position. Well, we're going to need a truck to drop us off at this location. Well, we're going to need a, you know, transit vehicle to get that across truck across the ocean. And then we got to have, you know, soldiers and they have to have ammunition and then they have to have supplies. And like they fill in all the details, but they start with where they want to end and kind of back plan into it. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to navigating seasons of change and resetting your life, you have to go back and find those points of purpose. And the thing is, we talk about purpose. Maybe this is episode 2, I don't know. But we talk about finding your purpose and direction in life and what you want to accomplish and what you want to do. But a lot of times that doesn't come all at once. It comes in bits and pieces. We look through a glass darkly, and it seems like, at least in my life, it's actually taking seasons of ambiguous change that I've felt something needed to happen. And a shift happened and I was able to step into it and then it became clear. Yeah. And then my purpose went from, like what you said earlier, more general to more focused. And it was a season of change that actually prompted me to, I'm going to use the word discover or rediscover or more clearly discover where I'm actually headed.
Well, I think that goes back to each season of our life develops something different within us. Mm-hmm. If we right now could clearly see the overarching end purpose, we may not be prepared for it. Because what if it's just
maybe scary?
It may be scary. It may be so big it's scary. But if we will embrace each season and the change that comes with it, it's going to further develop those things within us to prepare us for that end purpose. And by the time we get there, we've been prepared and it isn't as terrifying.
Yeah, because you kind of grew to the level where that was a possibility, right?
Because right? Like
many times what we're supposed to do, it is outside of our own right ability, but in a sense, it's kind of just outside that. It's like, yeah. You know, we're stretching to reach that. Well, you know, if that same opportunity came to you however long ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, who knows? Maybe you weren't ready for that. So that the season that you were just in got you ready
for sure
to be able to stretch and kind of reach that.
The gap between where we are now and where God is calling us to and what we're capable of and what our future is, the gap between that is called unrealized potential. And so this kind of leads the discussion a little bit different, is kind of like what you're talking about, unmet expectations. Sometimes we expect a lot of ourselves, but on the flip side, some people listening to this, you may not think very highly of yourself and you may not even fully realize your potential of what you're capable of. Mm-hmm. And that, I like what Brooklyn said earlier. That's why it's important to have leaders and mentors and people in your life and surround yourself with people of vision so that if you don't have a personal vision, maybe you'll catch on to a vision obviously when you catch a good vision. Like our pastor is someone who in my life, he hasn't necessarily set vision for my company, but what he did is he said, hey, we're growing the kingdom. We're building a church. We're going to pay it off. And he's also told me things before, like, Hunter, I believe you're making the least you'll ever make. Well, that was, he didn't necessarily specify how I was going to increase my income. I had to go figure out the details. But by virtue of being in an atmosphere that says God wants to bless me so that I can bless the kingdom, it created an opportunity for me to catch a vision, if that will, or latch onto the vision and then figure out, okay, I want to be on board with the vision of growing the church and paying it off and to build and to support missions. But in order for that vision to be furthered and me be a part of it, I have to create a vision for my life and I have to align it with that.
That's a very important part of this. You reminded me of a story in my own life when I knew that I had things within myself, but I didn't know what they were, the things of value and what all I brought to the table. And so this also goes back to being able to step back and reflect on your own life and mm-hmm. look within and see what am I good at. And if you don't have a good perspective of self, many times you'll have this perspective of, oh, I'm not good at anything. Oh, yes, you are. Just look close enough.
Yes.
God, here's the thing. God doesn't make junk.
Right. Yeah.
God makes every human being on purpose, for a purpose, and with a purpose. And so he did place things within you. I remember a season of my life where I knew some qualities that I had within me, some skills that I had, but I also began to realize I don't fully know everything that's within me. I began to realize that I had potential that I wasn't recognizing. So I began to pray every day. It was very simple. Sometimes I find simple prayers are the easiest ones to pray. And so I began to pray, God, will you reveal the things that you've placed within me that I don't even see within myself? And I prayed this every day. And I was just praying it. I didn't know how I was going to see those things. I didn't know how I was going to do it. But I remember after I had been praying that, it was actually only a matter of a few weeks. Our pastor's wife actually called me in for an interview for a position she wanted me to take on staff at the church. And what's funny is to this day, she does not remember saying this, but I remember the prayers I was praying. So this moment stood out so much to me. As I had prayed, you know, God, help me to see those things within myself, bring them to the surface and develop them in me. In the middle of this interview, she looked at me and she said, Brooklyn, you have things within yourself that you don't even see within yourself. And if you'll work for me, I'll bring them to the surface and develop them in you. Wow. And I realize, Okay, God really does care about that potential he's placed within us and it being developed. If I'm intentional and I just seek after it, he's going to bring it to the surface. And boy, has she ever developed things in within me. And she has invested a lot into me to bring things like that to the surface. But it's very true. It's important to reach a point where you see your potential and that potential is actualized in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like surrounding yourself with people. For instance, you had her as an influence in your life, even, you know, more than just in that one moment of, right, of her doing that interview. And right when that was like the door that God used, but you had that open spot in your life to for her to speak that.
That's why it's important to choose who's in your life and surrounding you, because absolutely. They may just be that person.
Absolutely. And who you have around you affects your trajectory in a huge way. And I know for myself, Pastor and Sister Adams are just, they're visionaries, you know. Yeah. And
they are.
They just speak vision over the church into personal lives, one-on-one. I remember I brought something to him, and it was really big. It was like this opportunity that was in front of me, and it was large and, kind of intimidating in a sense. And when I brought it to him, to Pastor Adams, it was like, oh, no, absolutely, you go for it. So that just like gave me the confidence, right? But that was a bigger mindset
yes.
than I was going into that conversation
yeah.
having, right? And well, so, yeah. yeah.
And like what he's told, when he told me, Hunter, you're making the most money you'll ever make in your, I mean, you're making the least money you'll ever make in your life. I wanted to look at him and say, I'm making the most money I've ever made in my life. Like, do you know how difficult it was to get here? But you know what? That vision challenged me of and expanded my mindset mm-hmm. of what is possible.
Yeah.
And so.
And he was right.
And he's right. yep. That actually was the least amount I had made I've made more money every year since then, you know?
Yep.
And so the thing I really, if I could just kind of bring some recap here is it sounds like when you're going through different seasons in life and you're resetting, it sounds like one, you have to be intentional.
For sure.
You have to be intentional, and several things you have to be intentional about. One is you have to recognize and face reality and see life as it is. You can't live with your head in the sand. You have to be able to recognize and see, okay, this is where I'm at. These are the expectations that I have. These are the unmet expectations I have. These are where self-awareness, be realistic with self-awareness, things like that. And the other thing I would say is surrounding yourself with the right influences. We've talked about a number of things, but I'm just kind of trying to recap here. But surrounding yourself with the right influences makes a critical impact.
Mm-hmm.
And also I would say is understand that seasons are limited and that they do change. So be looking for the change, but also if you're in a season that's a challenge season, realize you're not always going to be in this season. You'll go into a season of growth.
Yeah.
You'll go into a season of abundance and prosperity and change.
Right.
But also I would say is as far as another thing that you can do is you have to be willing to embrace the change. You have to be willing to do something. And I like, Brooklyn, what you were saying. The fire popped pretty loud there. But you have to be willing, like when to pray those prayers that you prayed. God, bring to the surface. And you know what? You didn't know that that conversation was going to be had. You didn't know that position was going to do that.
Not at all.
But by praying that, God led you in the direction of, even though you were following this ambiguous nudging to go deeper, to do more, that there was more untapped potential, God took you to a place where it could happen.
Absolutely.
So. I'll say this. If you get that nudge or you get that direction, or you have to grab a hold of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have to do something with it.
If you get that, you have to say, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I've received this. I'm grabbing a hold of this. I'm going to go all in on this.
That's yes. true.
You know what I mean? You got to dive in, and you can't, because you can walk away from something. Somebody can speak into your life, like with Brooklyn or myself or Hunter. And, you know, you could have taken that and been like, oh, well, I mean, okay. You know, that's some people do that, but you didn't do that. You grabbed a hold of it and said, okay, well, I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I'm going to receive that. That's mm-hmm. for me. You know, well,
like Elisha, like the story I mentioned earlier, he ran after him. He could have just let that fall. Opportunity came to him. He felt the nudge to do something more, but he acted on it. He was willing to sacrifice what he was doing to step into something more, but he had to act.
That's true. I feel like if you have those nudges and you don't chase after them, mm-hmm. you just let them fall by the wayside. You'll probably find yourself circling back around mm-hmm. over and over because you're going to reach a point. Typically what I find for myself is if I don't follow those nudges, I find myself in a season of frustration.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I find myself circling back around to, chasing well, this is what you should have been doing. Are you going to go follow it now? Are you going to chase after it now? And the only time that I find that I'm really living fulfilled and I'm living, perfect fulfillment and I'm living my happiest is when I'm chasing after those things God placed within me.
Yeah.
Even if it's challenging.
Yep.
You'll find more contentment and more fulfillment in the challenges if you're chasing after those nudges God places within you than if you avoid them and take the easy route.
Right. That's so good. Man.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I am leaving this session challenged.
I'm going to go find some more changes to embrace.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Well, we have lots of changes to embrace. But one thing that you can do if you are listening to this and you feel a nudge, you feel a change to something more, and 2024 is going to be that year of doing something great. If that something great is launching your own business, Tony, what can they do? What is a first step they can do to recalibrate their life towards business ownership
and side hustle? We have a course, and it's called the Launch Course.
The Launch Course.
The Launch Course. Launch yourself into 2024 by taking the Launch Course and starting a new business. So basically, it's a series of step-by-step videos, instruction guides, that shows you what to do if you are interested in starting a business. So it can be overwhelming, right? The thought of how do I start a business? I don't know where to start. If you don't,
big change,
right? Exactly. And so if you don't know where to start, the Launch Course is your place to start.
That's your on-ramp.
That's your on-ramp.
Entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony. Thank you for that. You know, it's really about what I like about the Launch Course is one of the things we talk about is some of the fundamentals. And that is finding your why, finding that driving purpose, connecting with business as mission, and identifying some of the internal things that we talked about today in today's discussion of getting those things right and understanding yourself, know thyself. And then from there, you can then go on to great and amazing things. And if you're not looking to start a business this year, maybe you could gift the class to somebody who has. There's always that option as well. But as always, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Another thing you could do is share this content and this episode specifically with someone else who you think could benefit from this and from the value of this content. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure to tune in next time for more content like this. So get out there and be blessed.